today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you very much for joining us on IRIB English Radio and this episode of today's special. We're speaking about poverty in Islam. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 4th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of the month of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At first, for blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, that is, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, verse 264.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha kalladhi yunfiqu malahu ri'an nas wa la yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
O you who have believed, do not invalidate your charities with reminders or injury, as does one who spends his wealth only to be seen by the people and does not believe in Allah and the Last Day. His example is like that of a large smooth stone upon which is dust and is hit by a downpour that leaves it bare. They are unable to keep anything of what they have earned. And Allah does not guide the disbelieving people.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the previous couple of verses, this fact was pointed out that the believers should not make their charities in the way of Allah invalid because of reproach and injury. Then two interesting similitude are expressed upon those charities which are followed by reproach and injury, and also for hypocritical acts and ostentation, and those charities which are originated from loyalty and human sympathy.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat, thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is poverty in Islam. Poverty is one of the calamities that Allah has decreed should happen, either to a specific person, or a family, or a society. poverty has negative effects on people's beliefs and conduct. Many Christian missionaries exploit the poverty and want to some peoples to spread Christianity among their ranks. Similarly, immoral behavior becomes widespread to a large extent because of poverty as a means of meeting people's needs, so theft, murder, and sale of haram things become widespread. Undoubtedly, these things have a negative effect on individuals and societies. Allah tells us that some of the infidels used to kill their children, the apples of their eyes, either because of the poverty in which they were living or for fear of poverty that might befall them.
Sheikh Rouhani.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Poverty is one of the very significant and at the same time challenging subject and topic that can be discussed from different perspectives, from moral perspective, religious perspective, economical perspective, social perspective. So it is a kind of multi-dimensional subject that could be dealt with by the different scholars from the different fields of studies viewpoints. But here today, we are going to talk about poverty from the Islamic perspective. When it comes to the Islamic perspective, first of all, we should understand that poverty has different dimensions, as I mentioned. That is why one of the very, very important and basic and fundamental dimensions of poverty is the spiritual poverty. And also we can term it as in an existential kind of poverty. Poverty, first of all, is something that exists in our mind. When someone is mentally poor and in his mind he has nothing, he has not strong beliefs, strong ideas, powerful kind of thought, and powerful kind of reasons for his own beliefs or for his own actually lifestyle, for the role models that he follow in his lifestyle. In all these kind of dimensions, he is the most poor person, because when you are spiritually and mentally poor, then of course actually physically, in your own physical aspect of your life, from economical perspective, again, you are poor.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
In this part, let's listen to some means prescribed by Islam to solve poverty. Teaching people to believe truly that provision comes from Allah and that Allah is the provider. In Arabic we say Ar-Razzaq, and every calamity that Allah decrees is for a reason, and that the poor Muslim should be patient in bearing his calamity and strive to relieve himself and his family of poverty. Allah says, interpretation of the meaning is, Verily Allah is the all-provider, owner of power, the most strong. You can find this concept in chapter Adh-Dhariyat, chapter 51 and verse 58. It is because of these beliefs that a man should bear with patience whatever befalls him of the calamity of poverty and turn to Allah alone in seeking provision and accept the decree of Allah and strive to earn a living. We can understand the effect of this belief on the Muslims by looking at what happens to others. In Japan, for example, in 2003, 33,000 people committed suicide, and one of the main reasons for that was unemployment.
You're the reason my life's worth living, you're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you, you're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny, you're my revenue, you're the reason that I breathe, you are all that I believe.
Now it's time to the tips that our imams use to help the poor and needy. Establish projects which help the poor and the needy become self-sufficient. What better way to feed a person than to teach him or her how to fish? In other words, help people become able to support themselves without relying on donations, food stamps, or welfare. One way you can do this is to encourage financially well-off brothers and sisters who own businesses, for instance, to hire the poor and needy, even if it's only for a small task and for minimal pay. Even if they don't make enough to completely support themselves, working for even a little will give a person back their self-esteem and in many cases encourage them to find ways on their own to support themselves.
Poverty causes the creation of violence. Poverty causes depression, and depression leads into suicide. Poverty causes people to lose their jobs and their homes, and their children and their families. And in some severe cases, poverty means the lack of basic needs, such as clean drinking water, and housing, and food. And every year, millions of people lose their lives due to poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah An-Nahl, verse 71. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to give some of you more than others. Allah has decided to do that, to give some of you more than others. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فُضِّلُوا. However, those who have been superiorized, who have been given more, بِرَادِّي رِزْقِهِمْ عَلَى مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ بِرَادِّي. They return that wealth to those underneath them. So Allah does not say they give those who are underneath them, that are poor, that are impoverished. He says they return the money to those less fortunate. They return. Allah uses the word faradi. Why? Because it actually doesn't belong to us. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ فَضَّلَ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فِي الرِّزْقِ. Allah is the one that's given you. Okay? Now Allah has said that those who have been given more shall give the others. So this is merely a test for those who have been given others to establish that equality. Allah doesn't say be kind and give those who are less fortunate. Allah says you must return that money to the less fortunate. Meaning it doesn't belong to you. You have been given extra, and it's your duty to establish that equality amongst you and those who are less fortunate.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll learn about Islamic views on poverty more on the next episode of today's special, tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you for joining us. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي